Let's review. The Gemara continues its discussion regarding the scope and magnificence of the celestial realms. Tanya, Amar B'yechna Mitzakai, Ma'atshuva Hashivasi Baskol, La'isa Rasha. When Nebuchadnezzar the Rasha brazenly proclaimed towards heaven, El Albamisei of Adamel El Yoin, as if to say that he was ready to wage war against Hashem, heaven Chas V'Shalom, Yatza Baskol V'Amrloi. Baskol came out and told him, Rasha ben Rasha, ben Benoi Shal Nimrit HaRasha, Shehimit kol ha'olam kulei lov b'malchusai. A person's lifespan is 70 years. V'aloi min ha'oretz ad l'rekia mahalich chomesh me'yishana. The travel time from earth to heaven is 500 years. V'oiviv shel rekia mahalich chomesh me'yishana. To travel through the first heavens takes another 500 years. V'chein bein kol rekia rekia. Between each of the heavens are another 500 years each. L'mala mehen chayis ha'kodesh. Above them are the heavenly angels. Ragli hachayis k'neged kulam. The feet of the angels are larger than all of the distance that we mentioned until now. The ankles of the angels are similarly larger than all of the distance mentioned until now. And the same is true with each body part of the angels. Above all of this is the kisei hakavod of Hashem, upon which rests Hashem himself. And you dare to proclaim El Abomasi of Adamel El Yoin? Rather, says Hashem, El Sha'el Turad El Yarkasebor. You will reach the very bottom of Sheol, the lowest place in Gehenna. We had learned in our Mishnah that the secrets of Maisa Merkava are so delicate that a Rebbe may not even teach these items to an individual. The Gemara continues, Tan Reb Chia, Avo Maisa Le Rashi Prakim. We may teach the highlights of Maisa Merkava, however, only to select Talmidim that are exceptionally humble, possess exceptional Yerushimayim, and are unusual Torah scholars with deep insights into Torah learning. The Gemara relates, Rav Yosef have a gomer Maisa HaMerkava. Rav Yosef was learning Maisa HaMerkava, while the elders of Pambadisa, which the Gemara in Sanhedrin explains referred to Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Eina, were learning about Maisa Bereishis. The Sabbat of Pambadisa asked Rav Yosef to teach them Maisa HaMerkava, while Rav Yosef in return asked them to teach him Maisa Bereishis, which they proceeded to do. However, then Rav Yosef commented regarding his teaching them Maisa HaMerkava, the teaching of Dvash V'Cholav Tachas L'Shoinech. Dvarim hamasukim midvash v'cholav yu tachas l'shoinecha. That deep secrets of the Torah should not be shared with others, but should rather be closely guarded. After some discussion about which pesukim actually constitute ma'aseh merkava, the Gemara focuses on the word chashmal, which is mentioned in one of the pesukim in Sefer Yechezkel, questioning whether one may delve into that word. To prove this point, the Gemara relates the story of a yenuka, which is a prodigal child talmid chacham, who was pondering on this word when the fire came out of the word chashmal and consumed this yenuka. The Gemara, however, responds that one cannot learn from this story, as the case of the yenuka is unique, as he simply did not reach an age appropriate for such study. The Gemara explains the word chashmal as chayas eish memalolis, heavenly angels who speak, or as the Gemara further explains, itim chashas itim memalolis, at times are silent and at times they speak. While Hashem is speaking, they are silent out of honor to Hashem. The angels speak only when there is no dibur coming from Hashem. The pasuk states further in the Mari Yecheskel, the angels hurry back and forth like a spark, as the Gemara explains, similar to the fire in the furnace, which seems to leave the furnace and then return to furnace. And so the Malachim too, do not leave their original spot, but rather they emerge to praise Hashem and then return to their original spots. The Gemara states further, Ve'era ve'hine ruach sa'ara b'amanat safan, anan gadol ve'ishmis lakachas v'noigaloi saviv, u'mitecha ke'ena chashmal mitecha esh. That Yechezkel saw the kisei hakavod arriving in a storm wind, surrounded by a large cloud and a fire, which a thin light surrounding the kisei hakavod. The Gemara explains that this was happening for the purpose of conquering the world under the rule of Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha, so that when Nebuchadnezzar would then conquer the Jews, Shlo Yaimru Umas Ha'olam Biyat Umas Shfeilam HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Banav, that the nations of the world should not say that the Yidden were conquered by a weak nation. Hashem mourns this situation by saying, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mi Garm Li She Yishamish Lo'evdi Vesilim, who has brought about a situation where I must work Kebiyachal for idol worshippers, as here, whereby the entire world was subjugated to Nebuchadnezzar, Avinasein shall Yisrael hengarmuli. It was the sins of the Jews which brought this about and caused this destruction, Rahman Islam, to befall them. The Gemara juxtaposes the Nevuah of Yechezkel with the Nevuah of Yeshayah and says, The Navi Yeshaya experienced the same Nevuah as Yechezkel. Nonetheless, the Nevuah of Yechezkel seems to be much more detailed and expanded. The Gemara explains, Lema Yechezkel Deima, Leben Kfar Sheroas HaMelech. The Navi Yechezkel was not used to seeing these visions, similar to a country dweller who does not frequent the capital and does not get to see the king often. Whereas Yeshaya is compared to a Ben Krach Sheroas HaMelech, for whom it is much more commonplace, and therefore the Nevuah of Yeshaya is delivered in a much more abridged format. The Gemara cites the pasuk listing the four faces of the Merkava as being the lion, the ox, the eagle, and the human face. Whereas in the pasuk further on in Yechezkel, the face of the ox is replaced with the face of the kruv. The Gemara explains, Amar Shlakish, Yechezkel bikesh lav rachamim v'hafchei lekruv. The Navi Yechezkel davened to Hashem to change the face of the shar, as he contended before Hashem. The shar is a reminder to heaven of the cheder egel, and how can such a symbol be on the kisah covered, which would chas v'shalom bring constant reminders about the sins of Klal Yisrael? Hashem heeded this tefillah and changed the shar to the face of a kruv, a young angelic face. The Gemara discusses another change in the heavenly realm, as one pasuk says, sheish knefayim le'echad, that the angels had six wings, while another pasuk states, that they only had four wings. The Gemara answers, Loi kasha. Kam bezman she beis hamikdash kayim, kam bezman she ein beis hamikdash kayim, ki v'yachol she nismatu kamfei achayis. That after the destruction of the beis hamikdash, even the malachim were affected, and that they each lost two of their six wings. The Gemara adds that, ki v'yachol, the number of the heavenly hosts were diminished as well following the destruction of the beis hamikdash, to show solidarity with Klal Yisrael over this terrible loss. Finally, the Gemara discusses the Nahar Dina, the river of fire mentioned in the pasuk by Yechezkel, and the Gemara explains that this river of fire comes mizi'asin shel chayis, from the perspiration of the malachim, and the river of fire flows al reish rishon b'gehenim onto the heads of the wicked people in Gehenim as punishment for their evil ways.